Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. Straight out of the gate, I'm in my car. I forgot my charger for my computer at home, so I'm just leaving the office right now. Let's take a ride together, shall we? And while I forgot my charger, I'm trying to make the best of a good situation. Hey, have you ever been in that situation? I know you have, because everybody has. You get to some place where you need to be. In this case, it's work, and I'm 20 minutes from the house, and I get to work. I open up my laptop. I got 21% battery life, and I got no charger. And it's that hollow feeling because you prepared everything for the day. Like, I got up at 5 a.m. this morning. I get jacked up about Mondays. I don't know what it is. Well, I know what it is. It's a new week, a new beginning. There's new opportunities. Everybody's back at it. There's not that relaxed vibe, you know, that kind of nonchalant vibe you get on the weekend, kind of that lazy, if you will, vibe. I know I get that way on the weekends now. And it is completely opposite to the way it used to be in my life. It's not even close to the way I used to approach Mondays, but I'll get to that in a minute. I get to the office, open up the laptop, and I got 21% battery life. So I'm like, oh, so I grab my charger, nowhere to be found. Texted my wife, said, hey, you want to take a drive to Mason this morning? I live in Loveland. My office is in Mason, probably 20 minutes away. Unfortunately, my four-year-old is on, when my wife has all the stuff she's got to get done in the morning, I mean, she's like on it in the morning. She cleans the house, she gets everything done, blah, 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 blah. Susan gets the phone, and whenever Susan gets text messages, you know, she just swipes them up. Boop, kid's four, just watching the phone. Message comes in, swipes up. So now I know that my wife doesn't have her phone because she's not getting back to me. So I got to go drive home. And this is where this podcast begins. My life on Mondays, I used to dread it. I talked a little bit about it on the last show, going back to October 2005 when my daughter Paige was born, and she just turned 13 3 days ago. So I shared with you where I was back in October of 2005, and it was such a completely different place. I don't even recognize the person that I used to be. I was so afraid. I was so timid, and yet I felt so bold. Like, I was afraid of taking chances. I was afraid of what people thought about me. I was afraid of the outcome that might happen that I ginned up in my head, that I always had this, you know, oh my God, what if this happened, that happens. And, you know, I think now I have four kids and all the reason in the world to have way more worry and fear, because as an entrepreneur, nothing's given to you. You got to, you know, first of the month, you got to sell to eat. And I find that so empowering. Like, I find that so, like, this is what we are meant to do type of thing. Like, this is why we're here. We're not here to get a steady paycheck. And if you get a steady paycheck and you're happy with that, that's great. You wouldn't be listening to this show if that was you, though. You want more. Like, you want to live out on the edge a little bit. I'm not saying be stupid, but I'm saying you get one, excuse me, you get one shot going around here in life, and you never, I don't know anybody personally. I just don't know anybody that I hang out with personally that wants to take that ride being safe and secure without any exhilaration. You know, like I said, I know there's people out there. I don't know them. I don't hang around them. So when I was, you know, 13 years ago, I thought, geez, this is scary. I can't do this. And I know a lot of people, I know you probably feel that way sometimes as well, because everyone that reaches out to me is like, Sam, what do I do? You know, what do I do? I've got this job. I got this 401k, this IRA. I've got kids. I'm going to college. Well, you know, it all starts like anything starts. It starts with a plan. And everybody, like Mike Tyson, I love this Mike Tyson quote. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. And that's so true. If you weren't around in the 80s, man, seeing Mike Tyson when he was 19, 20 years old, it was like watching a freak show. It was like watching Godzilla just come into New York City, man. It was just nuts. And I remember, was it 1988? He fought Michael Spinks, and Michael Spinks at the time was the heavyweight champion. And it was wild. Or maybe he used to be the heavyweight champ, and now he's going to fight Tyson for the undisputed belt. I think he held one belt back when there was like three of them. And Michael Spinks walked into the ring with Tyson. And Tyson never wore socks. He wore those black boots. And he was just had this menacing look to him. And I was watching at a bar, Brad, shocker, you know, 20 years old, watching at a bar in 1988. And the fight was over in 90 seconds. Literally, Spinks walks out, jab, 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 dance, 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 and boom, Tyson punches him in the face and it's all over. And that's the entrepreneurial journey. Like, everybody's got a plan. Most people go into this journey like Michael Spinks. You know, you've had some wins in the corporate world, or, you know, you got a little bit of money in the bank and you got this business plan and you're going to work your plan. And, you know, you got this life coach and you got this BNI group you're going to, and you know, you got all these great plans, and then you get punched in the face. And that could represent a lot of things. Okay. For me, it was buying a franchise at the time without any business doing that. I just didn't know what I was doing and put all that money down and lost it all. And, you know, then came up and did what I really wanted to do, and that was launching the Everyday Saturday brand. But getting punched in the face can knock you out. I mean, it can literally knock you out. And I think you got to know the difference between being knocked down and being knocked out. Because nobody's ever knocked out, ever. Because the beauty of living life is that you're a living, breathing miracle. I mean, so many people abuse their body, smoking, drinking, overeating, all that. You get this temple, this body, this beautiful life to live. And most people, not most, a lot of people abuse it. You know, in the year 2038, not too far away from now, almost 40% of our country here in the U.S. is going to be obese. Okay. That's crazy. That's crazy. There's no reason for that. Okay. And also, as a kind of a parallel thing, a lot of people would have died in the year 2038, which is about 20 years from now, and they would have never lived. Never lived. Never took a shot, never lived, never tried anything new because they were afraid. And I'll tell you, it is not for the faint of heart to become an entrepreneur, but I can't imagine anything more exhilarating than being able to create a life for yourself and for your family and generations, of being the model and example for your children to follow. And I love my daughters and their friends, and my kids have the best friends, and a lot of their parents work. And my daughters always, you know, when they need a ride or dropped off or anything during the day, I'm usually the one to do it. If my wife's not doing it, I'm doing it. And I'm happy to do it. That's why I created this lifestyle. And the other parents can't do it because they have a job. And again, I'm not judging. I'm just saying it's a fact. They have a job. I don't have a job. Matter of fact, my 14-year-old had to fill out an application last summer for something going on at school, and she listed her father's occupation as unemployed. Unemployed. What's your dad do? Yeah, he's unemployed. That's fine. Whatever. That's good. But when you sign up for this gig being an entrepreneur, you're going to have to sacrifice the paycheck. You're going to have to sacrifice that lifestyle. You're going to have to sacrifice fitting in with all the quote-unquote normal people. And that's something that you just got to get comfortable with, because with this, man, when you subscribe to this lifestyle, the Everyday Saturday lifestyle, remember, Saturday's a mindset. It's not a circumstance. It's how you feel about where you are right now. And the tangible stuff, the assets and the money, that comes. But you got to be in the mindset that you are here to create, not to maintain. You're here to add value, not to keep the status quo. And when you start wrapping your mind around those types of thoughts, it gets a little bit easier, because when you get punched in the face, you get right back up, and you get punched in the stomach, and then you get right back up. And this journey keeps throwing punches at you, and you just keep getting back up to the point where you start throwing punches back at adversity. You know, you lose a little bit of money, bam, wow, no big deal. Somebody judges you, pow, no big deal, man. It's no big deal. Don't worry about it. You start fighting back, and you start figuring out ways to be resourceful, you know? Because as the old adage goes, if people don't go broke, or they don't have a lack of success due to a lack of resources, it's because of a lack of resourcefulness. Like, there are so many resources out there for you to launch this movement that you want to get going off the ground. There's more resources than you could ever even tap into. That's the problem, though. In another sense, there's so much to focus on, you know. This piece of software, that landing page, this autoresponder, this video hosting platform, this way to create audios, this coach, that coach, all of that. You got to focus in. You know, I created a living making audios. That's it. I make these audios all the time. They feed my family. I don't do a lot of videos. I do video. I just don't do a lot of video. I do Instagram. I love Instagram. I've really latched onto it this year. My following has grown exponentially. And why? There's no other reason why other than focus. That's it. I just focused on it. I didn't do Instagram and then go do Snapchat. All right. I stayed with Instagram this year, at the beginning of this year. And if you follow me, if you're inside our Facebook group, you saw what I was talking about, you know? And if you're one of my coaching clients, there's one thing I make you do. I force you to do, because it's going to pay you all the way down the road handsomely for the rest of your life. And that's create a podcast. Every single one of my coaching clients must create one, because, and I say this a million times, you've heard it, but it's always worth repeating, that when you finally get clear on your message, you're unstoppable. Like, once you dial that thing in, and the easiest way to do it is to record your voice in a non-threatening way where nobody's in the audience, nobody's in the room, nobody's judging you, nobody's listening at that time. All you got to do is create that audio and let it go. Upload it and let places like iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and the TuneIn app and those places like that promote that audio for you. I've never spent a dime promoting any of my audios, and yet somehow here I am some 15 years later, one of the longest running shows on iTunes. And I say all of this just to let you know that if I can do it, you can do it. All right. That's why I love Mondays. You hear the energy in my voice right now. I can't yell as loud as I normally would into a microphone because I got the mic into my phone. It's going to blow your eardrums off if I go any louder than I am right now. But understand, Mondays for you, if they're not exciting, if they're not fun, that's a mindset. You can change that. I mean, my God, think about it. Who else is going to change it if you don't? Like, who else is going to change your mindset if you can't change it yourself? It must start with you. It has to start with you. Change your mindset, get creative, stop maintaining, stop doing the status quo, stop being average, stop thinking like everybody else and talking like everybody else, and start thinking like you really want to think, and start dreaming like you really want to dream. And you know there is no dream too big. You know that there is no dream in your mind that is too big or too crazy. I mean, heck, if you would have told me 15 years ago I'd be this guy podcasting, speaking on stage, I told you that's great, but that's a little too big. And now I'm thinking, what else? Like, where else are we taking this thing? Where else are we taking this movement? So just think about that as you approach this day. Now, you're listening to this show, it may not be Monday. If you're in Australia, it's already Tuesday. Maybe it's 6 months from now you're listening to this audio. Just understand, doesn't matter what day of the week it is. Every day that ends in Y should be your day, and it should be a brand new beginning, because you want to be a creator. You don't want to be a maintainer. All right. You want to be a creator, not a maintainer. Understand that mindset and you're off and running. Heck, you're further ahead than most people. All right. Hey, thanks for taking a ride home with me. I got my charger at my house. I'm about 2 minutes away. I hope this audio wasn't too choppy for you. I really appreciate you. Would you please, if you don't mind, would you be so kind to leave a rating on iTunes for the Everyday Saturday podcast? I would greatly appreciate that. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.